How do you turn on the internet?
There.
You know I turn on the internet here.
I don't know. You need to go get her?
Do you just use the POC
line? How do you get on the internet?
Since you need a password. Okay.
I just had you on mute, but we're here.
Okay.
I think we can hear you. Hey, Marta.
Hello, Marta.
I'm going to get started.
Hi, Marta.
We can hear you. We can hear you fine, Marta. And we could also see you.
Can you hear us? Okay, because we can hear you guys.
They may have muted us. We'll give it a few moments and see whether we come back on.
We're still here. We're just getting set up with our video conference.
Mr. Lindquist, can you hear us in San?
I can hear her on the teleconference.
Yeah, I've muted you. I didn't know if you were on the air with us right now, and we're trying to work out technical difficulties.
Okay. Hopefully we're all ready. We're going to get started. Call to order at 6:34.
Can we call back?
Can we? Well, it's the video. Take the mic and make sure you don't have no
idea. It was in the middle of the
time. Can you hear me clearer now? Now that I'm talking, can you hear me? Testing. 1, 2, 3. Hello? Standpoint. Can you hear me now?
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Okay. Well, we'll get started with the Pledge of Allegiance. There's a flag in the front. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Glenn? Hillary? Here. Arlene?
Here.
Brenda?
Yes.
Nikki? Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Here.
We have a quorum. Others in attendance? And in Anchorage? We'll just start. Say your name and we'll work around.
Mike, Superintendent.
Dave Mills.
And Ms. Cromer. Staff point. Others in attendance?
Yeah, we can't understand you at all, Tiffany. You're just completely curled up.
We see the call.
Is there another line they can call it? Could they turn it on the radio? Because we can hear them if they can't hear us.
The phone's also on this one.
Are we on the radio? Could he turn on the radio to hear us, and then we can hear him over the microphone? We hear him.
Okay, let me see if I can get support. I've tried calling it. I'll try the library. Wait, what does anybody remember the 601?
Sure, if you are I noticed you're having some
And we're dead. Okay. 6:37 recess for a few minutes.
Well, they're going to work a few bugs out. Come back in 15. In the meantime, how about some Paul Holmberg? Let the lower lights be burning.
Brightly beam our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore. But to us he gives the keeping of the lights along the shores. So let the lower lights be burning. Send a gleam across the way. Struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. A dark the night, all the sin has settled. Loud the angry billows roar. Eager eyes, they're watching, longing for the lights along the shores. So let the lower lights be burning. Send a struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Trim your feet, bell lamp, my brother. Some poor sailor's tempest tossed. He's trying now to make the harbor in the darkness may be lost. So let the lower lights be burning. Struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save, you may rescue, you may
Okay. They are on recess. They come to everybody.
Okay. Cool. They could hear us.
We have you on mute right now while we try to run recess while they try to sort out the DRS.
Oh, very good. Thanks, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Hank Lachlan, you hear the reason. I'm going to take us off of mute. We'll be back at the school board. In the meantime, country classics.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you were my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue, and so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? You'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try it just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you.
Carrie Burkhart, Dan.
Virgil KSDP.
And Glenn and Ralph are online.
Glenn's online.
What about Nikki?
If we can get King Cole to call in, let's move on with that until we can get to. I'm doing a reset now and shut it down. Coming back up.
Oh.
You're just in time for 4 minutes.
Oh, nice to see you. You won't go in. He said he had us all hooked on except for you guys, so I don't know what's going on.
The chairperson has disconnected. The conference will now end.
All righty, everyone. We'll try it one more time. In the meantime, how about some Buck Owens?
How long is forever? How soon is now or never? How long will these heartaches linger on? And how long will my baby be gone? How wide is the notion? Deep is a devotion. How long do these sleepless nights go on? And how long will my baby be gone? For I could never understand how she could turn to another. Does a heartache, how deep is a heartbreak? How long do these sleepless nights go on? And how long will my baby be gone? For I could never understand how she could turn to another. How much does a heartache, how deep is a heartbreak? How long do these sleepless nights go on? And how long will my baby, how long will my baby?
Maybe.
That entry is not valid. Please enter your access code, followed by the pound sign. That entry is not valid. Please enter your access code, followed. That entry is not valid. You have been disconnected. Goodbye.
I wish I'd known the man a little better to turn my mama on. He must have been a heck of a man, 'cause mama was a lady, don't you know? Mama was no prude, but she was proper, never wore her dress too short. She didn't care if you did, but she'd have never taken a drink. Grandma Kate did the best she could to see Mama grew up right, so she'd be fitting one day for courting and to wear some gentleman's ring. I wish I'd known the man a little better to turn my mama on. He was always laughing and sang the right sweet song. I wish I'd known the man. Lady, don't you know? I hear he came to town one day in a rusty old 49 Ford, selling ladies' shoes and assorted greeting cards. He was killing good looking and easy to like and turning all the ladies' heads. But he saw them all first, and Lord knows how some of them traveled me now. I wish I'd known the man. Don't you know? Mama seemed to forget the things that Grandma Kate had always told her. She ran away one night with a traveling man. They bought gas at Reader's truck stop and drove to DeSoto County. But he brought her home with a ring upon her hand. Mama's told me how the fever took him when I was barely five. But I remember him pitching me up and catching me. And I love to sit and listen to her tell me about my dad. She says he thought the sun was surely rising, said to me. I wish I'd known the man.
The pence in the conference.
We'll go on with others in attendance and we'll start in Sandpoint.
Just myself and Ralph.
Okay, thank you. Kinko? Thank you. Was Falstaff able to join us on the phone? I don't hear them. Colbe?
Yes, I'm here on the phone. My VTC is down.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. And Akatan, who's all in Akatan? Welcome, Akatan. Love that energy.
That school's full of energy.
Is there anybody I didn't call on? We're now moving on to approval of the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda with amendments under number 5 for highlighted schools. And, right, and then, Brenda, wasn't there one more amendment?
Yes, change information to action under number 9, business manager's report, current fiscal report.
Motion on the floor to approve the agenda with the amendment of adding highlighted school to recognitions and presentations and changing the business manager's report from information to action. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to selection of board officer positions. First is opening of nominations for board president. And Mike, can I turn this over to you? Where's the sketch? There you
go. This isn't how we normally do this in Colorado, but how do we do it? Is this the way we do it in the last
open
week?
Nominations.
Okay. Open nominations are open for board president.
I'll close nominations.
You want to do a roll call?
Well,
no, it's closed.
Okay.
Now you take over your position.
Thank you. We don't have to vote on it.
No.
It's already cool. All right. Moving on to opening of nominations for vice president. Floor is open for nominations.
I'll nominate Brenda.
Move to call nomination.
Nominations are closed. Congratulations, Brenda.
Thank you.
And opening nominations for board secretary treasurer. Floor is open for nominations.
I nominate Hillary.
Second. All right. No opposition. Congratulations, Hillary.
Thank you. She keeps us organized. She's in charge of money all the time.
Moving on to the FY14 audit report. Alex?
Okay. Thank you. I'll be very brief. I met with the board earlier today and delivered all our required communications. So as far as I'm concerned, my professional responsibilities in making those communications have been completed. So I'll just very briefly get the highlights of our audit reports. And some key highlights from the financial statements themselves. The final issue, we're not quite done. We have about two, 3 more days worth of work to get us things completed. However, the draft we delivered this morning.
You want to
look from the table?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
We can't understand anything. You're all on the well, I guess.
Can anybody else? Can King Cove hear us? Okay.
We're back.
I think
back
it was just too far away, I think.
Okay, so I'm just testing. Can anybody? Is it garbled for anybody? Everybody hear me?
Just be a little closer.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll restart. So very briefly hit the highlights of the auditor's report we're planning to issue. We're intending to issue more businesses. In terms of the audit report to be issued on the basic financial statements, we're planning to issue an unmodified or clean opinion on those financial statements. We're also planning to issue clean or unmodified opinions on the OMB Circular A-133 reports.
Oh, let's just call in. If all sites can call into the teleconference number, we're not going to put your videos on mute, and we'll go over the phone. Can everybody call into the teleconference number? All right, we're going to put this on mute. We're going to call, talk into the phone. We'll give them.
Okay. They're going to call in.
Hopefully they call in. We'll recess at 7:02. Sorry, Alex. Okay, who joined us?
Prophetess.
Excellent. Thank you, Prophetess. Still waiting for the other tapes. And we have Colby on the phone already. Muted. The phone anyway. Has King Cove or Soundpoint joined us over the phone yet?
Not yet. They're just sitting there. Standpoint, call on the conference call, please. Mr. Burkhart, were you guys calling on the conference line?
Hi, Chris. Hey, this is Mike in Anchorage. We are going to kill the BTC, and we're just going to call in. So if you call in an 800 number, we're going to proceed.
All right, we'll take that.
Bye-bye.
Who joined us?
It's Glenn and Ralph. What's the deal? Do we have to talk with GCI to even get a bridge?
We're just going to go with the – If the video comes up, just put it on mute. We're going to go over the telephone, so stay on the line. And we're just waiting for King Cove to join us on the phone, and then Alex will get started again. Next year? I don't want to do video next year. This is like the third year we've had this problem.
Really?
Chris is calling.
Yeah. I'm about my phone dying and then losing the phone. How much time does she have?
You have about a quarter of a battery, according to the picture.
Is it a charger? Is it an iPhone? I have a charger. But it's the iPhone.
You have brand new one, though.
Yeah, I have a cord, I think, but
oh,
I don't
do?
Know.
There's a plug-in right here.
Because he does have a plane tomorrow.
Airline.
Weather.
What
time is the
flight? It's
in the air.
Oh, which direction?
Going to Southwest.
Wait,
it might be better.
Maybe
I
had a hold of
phone. If it charges all that long, then we got plugged in.
Yeah. King Cove, have you joined us yet? Where's Chris said that he was calling in, right?
That was possible. Okay. It's really nice. Yeah, the other side.
Chris, are you guys trying to call in? Yeah, they keep saying unavailable.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Tiffany, you know, this is better. You might want to try to get this quickly because this is going to get crappy,
okay.
Too.
We've got you on speakerphone, Chris. Mike's battery's going to die. So when it dies, I'll call you. And we're just going to do it through these two phones, and hopefully it's a five, but it's the same thing. So if we have another charger to plug in Mike's phone.
Oh, engineer.
Oh. Here, your house.
Yeah, we make sure all there.
Do you have a full battery?
Battery's in the back.
Okay, put the iPad, put my phone on Jay's phone. Okay, we are back in session at 7:07. Chris, or Alex, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Not sure where everybody lost me, but we're planning to issue clean or unmodified opinions on compliance for both federal and state. So that's OMBA Circular A133 and the State of Alaska Audit Guide and Compliance Supplement for State Single Audit. Did not identify any instances of noncompliance in any respects. However, we did note an issue with internal controls over financial reporting that we discussed with the board this morning in relationship to some documentation issues relative to cash disbursements. The full write-up will be in the financial statement package as well as management's corrective action plan, which, is, as far as I'm aware, has already taken place. So that kind of summarizes the reports to be issued. In terms of financial numbers, the district reported combined fund balances across all funds of just a little over $2.1 million for the year. The interesting thing that I noted this morning, interesting to me, I'm an accountant, is nearly all of that is sitting in cash and available to be expended. So you're not sitting on liabilities. You're paying your bills as they're coming due. You're not sitting on a lot of receivables yet to be collected. You're turning those accounts, and that's a good thing. So you're very solvent in terms of where you're at June 30, 2015. So if there were any questions, discussion, anything I should touch on that I haven't, please let me know, and I'll endeavor to answer those questions.
One thing we did want to point out was that it is in a draft form right now. We're expecting the final report in a couple of days, but since it's a draft form right now, the board will not be approving the audit report until the next meeting when we have a final draft. Are there any more questions regarding the audit? Hearing none after all this technical trouble. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And let me say, if there's any feedback at all, if there's something you're really interested in that I don't bring up myself, please shoot me an email or Dave's got all my contact information. If I'm not touching on something that you would like me to, please do let me know. Through whatever channel is most convenient, I'll endeavor to make sure those amendments get made to my reports.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Moving on, we have approval of minutes for regular meeting September 18th, 2014, and special meeting October 21st, 2014. What are the wishes of the board?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the regular minutes for September 18th and October 21st.
Thanks, Glenn.
Go ahead, Glenn.
Second.
All right. Brenda, second, and we'll catch you the next time. Is there any discussion regarding?
Okay.
We've got the extra time. We have people on the phone. Hearing them, roll call.
Nikki? Yes. Arlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Susie?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on, recognition and presentation. Before we get to our highlighted school, we did want to recognize a number of students. We had three students from the cross-country team that went on to the state competition, and we wanted to recognize Chloe Gardner, Colton Mack, and Denteza Pangilinan for their awesome performance with the cross-country team and the performances that they did at the state tournament with cross-country. So congratulations to those three student-athletes. They did a wonderful job. We also wanted to recognize three students that competed in an essay contest to participate in the Youth Leadership Institute happening here in Anchorage starting tomorrow. And we have Mariana Larson, Michael Herndon, and Wolf Jackson, who were selected from the district to participate in this event. And without further ado, I wish we had the video for the highlighted school presentation.
Should we give them the option of waiting?
Everybody can see it?
They were going to play.
Okay. King Cove, would you like to wait until the next meeting when the video is up and running? I'll leave it to your call what you would prefer to do.
We had it behind us when we were on video. I think you saw what you could refer back to just out of your mind. Peyton is here tonight. If she could go through and explain it, then she could bring it over next week when they travel to Sandpoint.
That's great. Go ahead. Thank you, Peyton. The floor is yours.
On the board, it explains much of what we've done this year, such as we've been doing press assemblies for cross country and wrestling, and our volleyball girls are leaving tomorrow. We've been doing archery, where we had the Fish and Wildlife come in, and they taught kids from K through 12 to do archery, and they're supposed to come back. And three, we have the artist in residence here, where she taught us how to do percussion. All the kids love that. Such things as doing prep assemblies, we've been doing fifth graders just at that diamond spotting about a month ago, where they went down and a whole bunch of them went down and spotted eggs with the different fish like. And the seniors recently just had the breast cancer awareness walk. They had quite a bit of people walk for them. It was a great cause, and we hope it turns into tradition here. And most of all, what we've been doing is we're trying to turn our school more into educational, and all of our students are more into education, and we're happy that we're seeing grades go up and such things. And we hope that they stay up and people participate in more sports, and we hope our school stays this way. And I can't wait to let you guys see next week when I come to Sandpoint. Thank you.
Thank you, Peyton. I know we can't wait to see a better look at the presentation, so we'll be looking to check it out when it comes to Sandpoint.
Thank you.
Brenda?
I'd like to make some recognitions at this time, if I could.
Sure.
I'd like to recognize Michael Pfeiffer for all his awesome work he has done in the district since he's come on board. In our school and our staff morale is an event. I would also like to recognize Dave for his awesome problems in our financial report in a manner that we can interpret well for the district. Thank you very much. Ms. Jade, thank you very, very much for everything. Thanks for you getting everything to us. Our packages are all in order. Another person I'd like to have a shout out to is Mr. Bennett. He has done immense work in the past week in getting a young man to a place that's going to be a tremendous opportunity. And, working long hours, after hours, in the evening, in early in the morning, through lunch hours. And we were able to help this young man today. And I'm very thankful for everything that he's done. And his family is very thankful. His family, extended family is down in Washington to his father in King Cove. And I personally am very, very thankful for everything he's done. So I'd like to recognize Mr. Bennett for everything he's done this past week. Thank you.
You're here. We don't publicly recognize the great things our staff does nearly enough. We talked about that today. Talk about it a little more, so I echo Brenda's recognition. Anything else for the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to public comments. And we'll start in Acatan. Any public comments?
I'm just happy that we've got more of my students and Sean Kemp here representing the SPED position. He's doing an awesome job and looking forward to doing great things. We are actually having a pictures day tomorrow and tomorrow evening during the day is for students. And through the evening, it's for parents. It becomes a fundraiser, and we've got my staff is doing an amazing job, and my high school students, of designing three sets with 3D nature and Christmas and autumn, fall setting backdrops that are absolutely stunning for those shots. We've got great work with our students with music. We now have guitar practice going on, and we're going to be performing November for our first annual fall festival with inviting Mr. Pfeiffer there to be our guest, and we are going to really strut our stuff. So we're looking forward to great things coming. Thank you guys very much.
Sounds good. Thank you, Prophetess, from the update from Akatan. When's the festival? Is the question I just heard. When's the festival again? Prophetess, did you hear that? When's the festival?
November 18th, Tuesday.
Okay, thank you. Cole Bay, any public comments?
We've had a wonderful, positive beginning to the quarter. Right now we've got a fun addition of two fine girls from King Cole. They're here for about 3 weeks, the Ghouls. Nicole and Ray, it's fun to have them, and it's been exciting for the whole class. We enjoyed recently the Eisenbeck Refuge in-service that we had on archery. We're all going to join Robin Hood now. We all had fun. I got a bruised arm, and it's all a lovely time, and thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Any questions for Carrie? Hearing none, we'll move on to King Cove. Any public comments?
Yes, we're having a great time at King Cove. Right now we're in the middle of Spirit Week. We delayed our Spirit Week 1 week from the national deal to better accommodate more students here. We have our book fair coming up on November 7th, and the close-up students are going to do a fundraiser dinner that night with lasagna. We have SATs coming up this weekend. We have some wrestlers in Anchorage right now. The volleyball team's getting ready to go on their trip tomorrow to Bristol Bay. We just had our two students return from Ossoff. Peyton is here with us, and it was Christine Akeley, who spent some time in Cold Bay because they had a layover that they couldn't help. And so thank you to Carrie, who really housed them and helped out quite a bit there. And we also have our fall festival coming up on November 22nd.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Bennett. Any other public comments? Standpoint. Any public comments?
I could mirror. Hi, this is Ralph Lindquist. I could mirror a lot of the stuff Chris said because we're both involved in the same type of activities with OSOG and with volleyball, wrestling. We're getting ready for close-up over here. We have the lion's share of our close-up money has been raised already. Our close-up leader is out for a few weeks, so we're kind of at a standstill there. We're hoping that she's able to come back. We're doing some in-house improvements and renovation to the gym. We're going to put a little bit of color in there, and we're going to make it a happening place. The shop is doing good. They've just started to regenerate the work on the greenhouse, so they have those materials and supplies ready to do that. They just installed a trap door to the underneath the school to have better access to some of the stuff down there. Mr. Rob is doing a good job with the kids. Culinary arts, we had a donation of a bunch of apples, which is really good. They're making all kinds of, I had a piece of apple streusel the other day, which was pretty good. Mrs. Niver's doing a really good job there. There's a really cohesiveness in the elementary. They're all working as hard as they can for the implementation of Wonders. We're looking forward to the Wonders in-service that's coming up in December. And I could go on and on. But we're having a good year, and it's just getting started. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Lindquist. Any public comment from Anchorage? Hearing none, we'll move on to student report.
And we'll go in the other order. Are there any student boards for Kobe?
No, thank you, though.
Thank you. King Cove, any student reports?
Yeah, I also went to Ozdog State Meeting. I had lots of fun at Ozdog, and I'd like to thank you guys for sending us. We got to learn lots of new things, lots more leadership that I hope that my fellow students in high school learn from me going. I had the chance to meet with Mark Bagage and talk to him about our road, and we got to ask him some questions. We also got to talk to many keynote speakers that were there. They were very fun and very inspirational. We also got to learn more about parliament procedure and hope that our council goes by it more. I'd just like to thank you again for sending us on that wonderful trip and hope that my fellow younger classmates loved Ozdog as much as I did. Thank you.
Thank you, Peyton. Sounds good. Akatan, any student reports?
Well, yes. When we had the bake sale, it was a really good one, and it was a success. In the pizza sale, it was a really great, successful thing. And the picture day. Will be tomorrow.
What was that?
And that will be a successful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we get your name for the minutes?
Yes, my name is Jaden Mills, and my name is Javier Williams.
Serious for that. Thank you. Standpoint, any student reports?
Our students have been on the road for the last 2 weeks, and they're getting ready to go now. And the student council advisor has also been on the road. So we do not have a written report, but I know there are some reports forthcoming from Ozdog and from the student council. Just not tonight.
All right. Sounds good. Did I miss any student reports? Hearing none, we'll move on to the superintendent report. Mike, the floor is yours.
Okay, you have enclosed in the board packet my recent report. We spent a lot of time as a board discussing a variety of things today. I would like to mention the hard work Dave did on the audit, hours that nobody can possibly imagine. I told him on a number of occasions to go home and spend some time with his wife. He never listened, but anyway. And he would spend about 3 days trying to find $2 mistakes. So that's his attention to detail. I've worked with a couple different business managers as a superintendent. He's by far the best one I've ever worked with. And what you said about Jade also is that I don't give compliments when they're not due. And working with these two professionals makes my job much easier. And I want to include Cheryl in that as well. That's all I have other than what's in my report, which you read.
Is there any questions for Mr. Seifert? Hearing none, is there any district correspondence that anyone would like to pull for discussion? Hearing none, we'll move on to the financial report. Mr. Nielsen, the floor is yours.
First, thank you, Mr. Seifert, for very kind words. And I would just mention again that my reports included in the packet this time going forward will have more detail back up behind the outline. The only thing I would add is when I put this together, we didn't have the OASIS enrollment completed. Jay just took care of that and submitted it. And the only difference was we were off by 0.4. So we came in at 218.4 for our enrollment. And that's our projection for next year as well. Of course, things tend to change, so I don't have anything else to add.
Are there any questions for Mr. Nielsen? We went over a lot of this earlier, the changes in the report.
Size
budget for SoundPoint? There was over 50% expended. Is that going to be a problem?
That would be a question for SoundPoint.
Okay.
We will, once we hit 100%, we will not approve any more funding unless we're directly reduced.
I think they're at 87, are they? Is that right?
We are
still at
80.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more questions for Mr. Nielsen?
Hey, I'm sorry, Tiffany. Can you repeat what that was? We couldn't hear either of the other two there.
The question was about the expenditures for supplies in SoundPoint are at 87% of what was budgeted, and the response was, well, did you hear Dave's response that it was a question for SoundPoint?
Yeah, okay. That's all we wanted to make sure we missed that part. Thanks.
You're welcome. Anything else for Mr. Nielsen? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the financial report. Moved by Brenda. Seconded by Susan. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Nielsen.
You.
Moving on to department reports. First, we have the activities report. Mr. Lindquist.
I submitted a written report and am open to answer any questions you might have that that might generate.
Are there any questions for the board for Mr. Lindquist regarding the report submitted with the packet? Hearing none. Thank you, Mr. Lindquist. Moving on to special education report. Ms. Seifert, floor is yours.
Okay, I don't have too much to add. You have my report. I just wanted to let you know I'm 2 days into my four-day training for the Crisis Prevention Institute, and there is direct alignment with that training, and I know we have it on the agenda later for that restraint and seclusion, the new state statute. The one critical piece is that the training that I'm receiving, I will be then be an instructor for the district, so I'll be able to train all staff. And this is really, this training begins much earlier than the restraint and seclusion piece. It's much, much more in the intervention, the de-escalation, and being able to train staff so that when crises or incidents do occur, that we have kind of a common language and then ways to intervene early. And I spent my whole afternoon, I look a little disheveled today. I actually have some bruises. We did all physical stuff this afternoon, so it's been kind of a long day. Any questions or anything about that training?
So in 4 days, you'll be able to instruct?
Yeah, I'll be a certified instructor. I actually have a practicum and an exam on Friday, so I'll be studying Thursday.
Any more questions for Ms. Seifert? Hearing none, thank you. Moving on to new business. The new business A, school board self-evaluation results. This afternoon during the workshop, the school board reviewed the results of the self-evaluation that was done between last month and this month. We employed a new tool this year where we're utilizing SurveyMonkey, which seems to be easier to compile results with using. There were a couple, for the most part, the school board seemed pleased with the work that we're doing, but there were a couple of areas where we felt we need to improve on recognition of employees when they're doing a good job. My mind just went blank. I'm sorry. There was a couple of this, reviewing our long-range strategic plan and I think those are the two big ones that we're going to be working on over the upcoming year. Are there any other comments? Yes, the review of board policies. We've been reviewing them piecemeal over the past few years, but we felt it was time to consider going through and doing a full review of the policies, make sure that they're consistent with the wishes of the board and the direction we're going in. Are there any more comments from board members regarding the self-eval that was reviewed this afternoon? Hearing none, we'll move on to new business E, board policy tournament participation, second reading. Mr. Seifert, would you like to speak to it at all?
We've already read it once. Everybody's read it in your packet. We were directed by the board to take care of that, so here's our second reading.
What are the wishes of the board? I would entertain a motion for the second reading.
Second.
It's moving to the floor for second reading, correct? Mm-hmm. Yes. And that was your motion, Glenn?
That was.
Okay, and it was seconded by Brenda. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Lori? Yes. Brenda?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yeah.
Nikki? Arlene?
Yes.
Did Nikki hear me? Sorry.
Nikki, we missed your vote.
Good morning.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Motion carries. Then do we need a motion to approve?
We have discussion. We need a motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt. Okay. Is there any further discussion regarding BP, the board policy regarding tournament participation on or tournament ASAA tournament participation? Cool. Any further discussion on ASAA tournament participation? I would entertain a motion to adopt. Move by Brenda. Is there a second?
Second, Glenn.
Second by Glenn. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Lori? Yes. Brenda?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. So we have just adopted the tournament participation policy. Moving on to new business C, board policy on promotion and acceleration retention. Mr. Shepard.
Okay, I was directed by the board to address a policy of promotion, which prior could basically just be done by mom and dad walking in the principal's office, and I want my kid to go to the sixth or seventh grade. There was no criteria for how we do that. So I worked with Jade and Hillary. I called a couple other districts, and we've tightened that up. I'm sure you read it in your packet. So now there is a chain of events that you have to do for kids to be promoted. But it's not arbitrary like it was where I just say Sally needs to go in the fourth grade because she's a genius with no testing, no collaboration between the principal, the parent, and teachers. So I think we've got a better plan in place now. If you read that, I think we'll probably agree.
I would entertain a motion to move the policy for first reading onto the table for first reading.
Yeah.
Moved by Brenda.
Second.
Second by Arlene. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Yes. Do we need anything further for this to move forward? No. Okay. Next, we have board policy regarding culture credit, first reading. Mr. Seifert.
Once again, we're reading your packet. It's self-explanatory. Topic that also came up, was that two board meetings ago?
Mm-hmm.
Ralph presented maybe three board meetings ago. So that's just a way for a kid to get culture credit, basically. So it's the policy is in your packet as well.
And just a little, well, I can, during discussion, I'll bring it up. I open the floor or entertain a motion to move to the floor for first reading.
Yeah, second.
A little history on this is it's to help students become eligible for the Governor's Performance Scholarship, they could use a culture credit as one of their social studies, I believe, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
Hearing... I have something with Nikki.
Go ahead, Nikki.
Can we include AccuSalmon on this? Because I know they do a culture camp. I know they're really pretty new to it, but I know they're starting to do it too. Maybe our kids might be interested in getting credit if they participate in that also.
The policy, the last sentence of the policy reads, policy applies to other culture camps meeting the hourly requirements mentioned above with recommendation by the principal and approval by the school board. So if it meets the hourly requirements, I would think ACATAN could be considered.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Any further discussion? Hearing none, go ahead.
Are other culture camps shorter than the QT?
Yes,
point?
That's why there's an hourly requirement.
So that hourly requirement, so it says 2 years. Reword this. So if it takes them 4 years to get the half a credit, they'll still earn the half a credit in other culture camps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you.
Anything else? Any more discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. New business E, board policy on restraint and seclusion. Mr. Seifert, would you like to speak to this? Or?
Yeah, it's a new legal statute, and it has to do with what Hillary is being trained to train all of our people. Every single district employee has to be trained, and that will be done when?
Probably
by mid-spring, I think.
January.
And we're actually pretty much ahead of most other districts in that regard, but this is a policy that we just have to adopt.
We concurred and decided to keep the verbiage exactly the way a lot of us are putting it out, just because that's the legal statute. That's like a little bit longer.
Okay. Is this something that you're looking for waiving the first reading on? Does it need to be adopted?
No, we're still way ahead of other districts. I think we should do proper protocol probably.
Okay.
Next month, but thank you for asking.
Entertain a motion to move the policy on restraint and seclusion to the table for first reading.
Move.
Second.
Moved by Arlene, seconded by Brenda. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Arlene?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to personnel, resignations. There's none in the packet. Are there?
Sorry, I was just at the Johnson resignation in the packet.
Very brief.
We do all right. Move to accept.
Second. Been moved by Brenda and seconded by Susie to accept the resignation letter submitted by, or the resignation of Doug Johnson. Is there any further discussion? Hearing that, roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Susie? Glenn?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried. New hires? Are there any new hires?
I am not aware of what they filled. Are there any?
That was last time.
Okay.
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 Did Courtney last
time?
No. I don't know who
was
hired full time until we do payroll.
It really is not official until we get the paperwork.
Okay.
So there are no new hires for consideration at this time, correct?
Correct.
Next, we have agenda items for the next meeting. We'll have the FY14 audit report, the approval of the final report. We'll have highlighted school and doing the which one the next. Work with Jane. So we'll have the next highlighted school. We'll have student reports from YLI and OSOG and Sandpoint. And board training reports for the conference. Board policy, second reading of the acceleration and promotion policy, the culture credit policy, and the restraint and seclusion policy. And we should be starting to talk about student NSA for legislative line. Anything else for next meeting?
Do we meet in December?
I think we have. Yeah.
Okay.
Because
some districts do, some don't, but okay.
Go ahead. Okay. If there's any other agenda items for the next meeting, let me know. We'll work on getting it on the agenda, date and time and location of the next meeting. We usually do meet in December, so.
Video.
Because that worked so well today. There is a lot going on in December. If there are over the next week, if people have meetings or anything else going on in December, could you send dates you are not available to Jade, and can we just work on date that's amiable for majority too? Yeah, because we got the Christmas program made up. Providers conference is the first week of December, so hopefully that second or third week, and just kind of play it by ear. But get dates you're not available to Jade, and Jade and I will hammer something out next week. Sound good? And it will be via video. Hopefully. That said, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Brenda. Second by Susie. Any opposition? Hearing none, we are adjourned at 7:45.
Okay, thank you. Guys, have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, you too.
Thanks very much.
The chairperson has disconnected. The conference will now end.